The university first started getting attention for discriminatory incidents the day after the election. Flyers supporting President Donald Trump, threatening university leaders and undocumented students, and advocating white supremacy started popping up on campus. Students and faculty held protests, and Texas State University President Denise Trouth denounced several of the incidents, even increasing the university's campus police presence and holding public forums. As more flyers and banners appeared across campus over the following months, an opinions article titled "Your DNA is an Abomination" was published in Texas State's student-run newspaper, The University Star. In the article, writer Rudy Martinez denounced white privilege and stated, quote, "I hate you because you shouldn't exist. You're both the dominant apparatus on the planet and the void in which all other cultures upon meeting you die." End quote. After receiving backlash, Trouth released a statement saying the article was racist and did not adhere to the campus's values. Martinez says the statement influenced the paper's decision to relieve both him and his editor of their positions a day later.
"It placed a much larger target on my back, and I already had quite the target on my back, and that hasn't really subsided."
The university's student body president, Connor Clegg, also publicly condemned the article, even calling for a petition to defund the University Star. But we'll bring Clegg up again a little later. The paper took responsibility for the article and apologized for the offensive language used. Last month, a panel of state senators held a meeting at Texas State to discuss students' First Amendment rights.
"Senate Committee on State Affairs will please come to order."
The committee heard from university officials, including from Texas State, Texas A&M, and Texas Southern University, where Republican State Representative Briscoe Kane was prevented from speaking at an event months earlier after student protests. At the meeting, Trouth emphasized the importance of allowing students to understand their full protections under the First Amendment. Speakers also included Martinez himself, who says those exact rights were violated. Fast forwarding to last week, discriminatory and sexist Instagram posts surfaced from student body president Clegg's account. The posts included photos of Asian people and nuns with racially insensitive and derogatory comments under them.
"By offering a sincere and heartfelt apology."
Clegg apologized, stating that he was immature in high school when the photos were taken.
"What I said in those posts was unacceptable, and it was the byproduct of a complete cultural ignorance that I had before I came to Texas State."
Trouth also released a statement condemning the posts. Now we make it to this week, Monday night. Hundreds of students gathered at a student government meeting calling for Clegg's resignation and impeachment. One of Clegg's many critics and student activists who voiced concern at the meeting was Russell Boyd. He says behavior like Clegg's has been tolerated for too long. He also says racial tensions have not been addressed by Trouth in an environment where students don't feel safe.
"This university has gone above and beyond to make a name for itself, to bring in revenue. No one's taking that away from her, but as far as someone being student-oriented and student-connected, she has done a very piss-poor job, in my opinion."
Trouth has released about 5 statements in the past year in relation to racism on campus. And although Martinez, Clegg, and Boyd have strong opinions on what Texas State is or is not doing right, all agreed on one thing, that there's been more tension on campus in the past year and a half than they've seen before, and it needs to be fixed. Dalia Jones, KUT News.
Joining us now to talk more about this is the president of Texas State University, Denise Trouth. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
As we just heard, there's a lot that's been happening on the Texas State campus over the past year or so. How much could you have done to prevent the situation from getting to where it is today?
One of the things that any observer of higher education in this country will see is that the kinds of incidents that have occurred at Texas State University have happened at over 100, probably 150 public universities in this country. Texas State is not an island. We're part of the United States, and the dynamics that have been unleashed in this country affect Texas State University.
And are you getting involved enough?
I am very involved. I'm very engaged, very involved. You know, on one level, people think that a university president is all powerful. And the reality is, I'm not all powerful. Now, at the end of the day, the buck stops with me. There's no question about that. But in the case, for example, of the student government president, the buck is enforcing the Constitution of the student government, which has a process for impeaching the president, if that's what the students want to do.
When it comes to Connor Clegg, the student body president, you have acknowledged that some of the content on his social media accounts posted as recently as last year was racist and offensive. And you've said that you also expect students to uphold the university's core values of diversity, inclusion, and unity. You can't impeach Clegg. Do you think he should resign, though?
I don't really want to say whether or not Connor should resign, because I believe, and the Constitution of Student Government states, that it is the student's prerogative to decide whether or not the president should be impeached. If I make a statement about for or against the impeachment, then I'm trying to influence a process that's not my process. The students elected him. The students should decide whether or not he's impeached.
I know last year Texas State adopted a university diversity and inclusion strategic plan. A number of public universities have done this. Is there anything more that Texas State could do to help minority students, students of color, feel more included in university life, to sort of lower the temperature, so to speak?
We made a determination via the prior strategic plan that we wanted to become more diverse. We wanted to become a Hispanic-serving institution. And we adopted a phrase. It wasn't new at Texas State. It was actually a phrase that one of the churches in downtown Austin used, deliberately diverse. And we put admissions counselors in Houston, in the Valley, in Dallas, all over the state to recruit a more diverse student body. Having done that, it is incumbent upon us to do everything we can to help all of our students feel included. And you can always do more, and we will do more. We are doing more, and we'll do more and more every single semester, because inclusion and student success are linked. And we have a faculty and staff who are, they're diverse themselves, and they want all of the students to feel included.
Yeah, one of the five goals of your plans to strengthen diversity is to increase the diversity of faculty and senior level administrators, because the student body right now is, you know, is 36% Hispanic, 11% African American. The faculty is 11% Hispanic and 4% African American. So there's not necessarily a reflection there of the diversity of the student body in the faculty. Is that something you'd like?
I would like us to check those numbers.
They're from your website. I can bring it up right here. But I mean, generally speaking, you must know that the student body is more diverse than the faculty. You've even addressed in this plan as one of your goals to change that. What can you do to make the faculty more diverse?
Well, let me tell you what we are doing. When we have a search that we're going to start for a faculty position, we look at national data. There's national data available that will tell you how many people are earning a PhD in various disciplines across the whole United States, because essentially that's what we require, is a PhD if you're going to be a member of the faculty or a terminal degree. Let me give you an example. About 3 years ago, we had a position in our marketing department that was available. So we started a national search. The previous year, in the whole United States, 4 African Americans earned PhDs in marketing in the whole United States. We were able to recruit one of those 4 African Americans for our marketing department. I think that story tells you something, not just about our search processes, but it tells you something about the culture of the university. So we use national data. You cannot hire people in a field if there are not diverse people earning PhDs in that field. And that is one of the problems. It's a national problem. But we have been successful in bringing in a diverse faculty.
You have said in your role as university president at Texas State, you have an absolute duty to publicly speak out as an advocate on issues that directly impact the university and your academic mission. How much of what's transpired over the past year at Texas State has to do with the election of Donald Trump?
I wouldn't presume to know why certain things are happening. But I can tell you that one of the things that we know about our students is that the group of students who are in college right now are more civically engaged than students were even, say, 10 years ago or perhaps even 5 years ago. So maybe it's the confluence of several factors here that we're seeing. A fact that I do know is that the first posters showed up the day after the election. That probably is not a coincidence. Also, we have reason to believe those were not students who put those posters up.
And these are white supremacist posters?
Yes.
Okay.
What that tells me is that universities have been targeted, if you will, as places where people can spread literature in a way that they wouldn't be spreading it in a supermarket parking lot, for example. I think universities have been singled out, and public, big publics in particular, have been singled out for all of these views that are becoming very public.
I'm guessing that if you had to choose, this would not be the subject you would like to be doing interviews about.
There are many, many wonderful things going on at Texas State right now. It's a great time at a great university. One of the things that I see every day is huge numbers of diverse students mixing and mingling, walking to class together. It is an inclusive place. And I think that what we're doing right now is taking the current environment and turning it around and saying, this is a teachable moment. We are going to make Texas State a better place.
Denise Trouth is the president of Texas State University. President Trouth, thank you for your time.
You're welcome.